Chairing a meeting.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Shall we get down to business? I suppose you all have a copy of the agenda. Let's go over the main items. We will begin by discussing the installation of an integrated computerized network on our site. Then we will proceed with the second item on the agenda, which concerns the new municipal measures concerning the traffic of lorries around our plant. Mr. Richard, would you like to be the session secretary then?
Yes.
Thank you. Now concerning the installation of the network, I would like to call on Mr. Smith to present the results of his investigation.
Thank you. My name is Mr. Smith, and I'm the computer system engineer. I'd like to present the various options we have to consider before making our choice. Concerning networks, we have two options. We can either install a completely integrated one, or separate the needs of administration and production into two different networks. I'd like to stress that the integrated one would, of course, be less costly. However, we should not forget that its main disadvantage resides in its lack of flexibility. On the other hand, the separate system would allow the different departments to use different software packages and separate resources such as printers. I should, however, draw your attention to the fact that this last system is inevitably more costly.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Do you have any questions or suggestions? Mrs. Jones, could I have your opinion, please?
In my opinion, the separate network is better adapted to our needs.
Hold on a minute. We can't speak all at once. Mrs. Jones, please go on.
Certainly. As I said before, the separate network suits us perfectly, since production and administration use different software packages and printers.
I think Mr. Roberts would like to intervene. Please, go ahead.
I'm afraid I don't share this point of view. It is true that we use different software packages and printers, but you must admit that we could share the same storage and processing facilities of a common mainframe computer.
And what about you, Mr. Tanner? Could we have your views?
I'm afraid I'm not in a position to comment. I'm in charge of health and safety, and as such, was invited for the question of traffic. It's difficult for me to express my views on this particular subject.
I think we have covered all the aspects of the question. We now have to decide on the best option. Those in favor of the separate network? Those against? Any abstentions? 6-3? We will adopt the second proposal and install a separate network then. Mr. Smith will be in charge of the installation and will report to us regularly on the advancement of the project. We won't have time today to discuss the question of lorry traffic. This will be done at our next meeting. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The meeting is adjourned.